One big one was 1.5 inches. There were some that were 1 inch in diameter, and there were several that were 1/4 inch in diameter, but those were the sizes. They were not, as you can see in the photographs of the trays, they really do fall into these distinct categories. They are not what you would say look like a random assortment
yeah.
of rocks. And they all have this disc shape. They all have this red color. And we're going to be talking here in a minute about some of the things that have been found at the University of Pennsylvania. One of the other things
yeah.
from Phyllis's analysis with infrared, she reported, and this is now coming into the issue of you can investigate things with infrared, but that is going to be different, say, from energy dispersive spectroscopy or X-ray, when you use X-rays to bounce off of atoms. So right now, I'm just going to share that in her report with infrared, she said that these stones was a major amount of quartz and a mineral called montmorillonite, which occurs in clay deposits and soils and sedimentary and metamorphic rocks.
Not unusual, right?
Right. And iron is present and probably in an oxide form. And she recommended that X-ray diffraction, which is known more commonly as XRD, be done to further the study of the stones. So I got in touch with Professor Art Johnson. He's a geologist in the Department of Earth and Environmental Science at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. And I set up an appointment, and I took my three trays of rocks plus some other sample bags down to him. And believe it or not, I didn't know what he'd say. His first reaction was, after looking at them all as they were ordered in the trays, he said, "I have not ever seen anything quite like this before." And then I invited him to select what he would like to have analyzed. And the last week in May, they finally were able to try to do some XRD analysis, and so far they have concentrated on two objects. One was one half of the stone two that Phyllis Buttinger had reported about, and the other is a very interesting rock. When I was there, they said, "We'd like to take you up onto a hill where in October of 2000, several local residents saw a light come down out of the sky. It appeared to come either land or hit, they weren't sure, close to the top of this hill, which was going not too far, just 3 or 4 kilometers from Uringer Olivier's
mm-hmm.
farm. But then they saw the light go back up into the sky. And they went up to this hill, and there they found this crater. And when I went there in February, it was still there. It's very hard, very black. I have photographs at the Earth Files tonight. And as we were looking at it, there was some dust and some dirt and stuff filling in the crater. And I asked the others, I said, "Let's try to move away some of this dirt so I can see what's under here."
What was it?
It's melted exactly like the rim. The whole thing, 4 feet by about 2 feet by 6 inches, it's just all a solid melt. Very different from the surrounding normal pink sandstone that is there. So Uringer Olivera got a metal thing, and they pried out a couple of those rocks, which this was of great interest also to the geologists at the University of Pennsylvania, who included Professor Goma Omar. He's a very eminent rock expert, and there was another geologist who specializes in rare earth isotopes. They became especially interested when, on May 22nd, they did the first test on each of these rocks for about 6 minutes each. It was sort of like a preliminary test. And they were so intrigued by the results that Professor Omar said, "Let's run this all night long."
Huh.
And what happens is, with XRD, you are having these X-rays are on a thing that moves in an arc, and you have your, they refer to a rock as being like a crystal that has mineral atomic planes or walls inside of the various minerals that it's made of. And the X-rays come and they bounce off of these walls of these atoms, and they give counts in these X-ray diffractometers. And the longer they run, the idea is perhaps the more accurate that you can become. Well, the next morning after running all night, now we're at May 23rd, they come back and you've got the XRD on the little disc stone that they call a button, and on the melted rock, which they just arbitrarily called a lightning strike, because Professor Omar said that huge heat was involved in whatever happened on that hilltop.
It's like this is this to me. This looks like it's spent fuel or something, Linda.
It's melted black. And what is really interesting is that in the melted rock, there were three main what they call peak-less elements that probably make up 99% of whatever is in there.
Yeah.
And that's quartz, albite, and microcline. But two of the peaks are unresolved even after the all-night run.